Felcia woke to the sound of nearby gunfire. It was so loud she swore someone was firing the gun next to her head. For the first seconds, she wasn't sure where she was. She scanned her dark surroundings, acutely aware of a sharp pain in the small of her back. The hard surface of the bunk brought her back to her senses. With an effort, she sat up, muscles everywhere in her body protesting at the effort. She winced and closed her eyes, rubbing her temples. More gunshots, and Felcia almost fell from her bunk in shock. She looked up at the narrow slit that served as a window and heard dull thuds muffled by sand.
"Those are executions. You'll get used to the sound soon enough."
The voice speaking Polish sounded from above, and Felcia jerked her head upward. She'd forgotten about the figure shrouded in darkness.
"I didn't hear you come in, but I heard you snoring about half an hour ago. I figured I'd let you sleep. You probably needed it."
A command that sounded like a bark outside, followed by more gunshots and bodies hitting the sand. Felcia grimaced as she got to her feet and faced the woman. Surprisingly, she was almost old enough to be her mother. The first thing she noticed was the woman's bruised face. Black circles lined her eyes, her left eye almost completely shut. Then her clothes. Instead of the camp uniform, the woman wore regular clothes. Awkwardly, Felcia held out her hand.
"I'm Felcia. What happened to you?"
The woman swung her legs over the side of her bunk and, with an effort, shook Felcia's hand.
"Anna, don't worry. It looks worse than it is."
She scanned Felcia in the dim light, then cocked her head.
"You look in much better shape than most of the prisoners I've seen. Did you arrive only recently?"
Felcia avoided the question, keen to learn more about Anna before revealing anything about herself.
"You're not wearing a prisoner uniform."
The women looked at each other for a few seconds. Then Anna smiled.
"Observant one, aren't you? I wasn't a prisoner before I was placed in this cell. I live just outside the camp, in Oświęcim."
Felcia's interest was piqued, but it was clear Anna wasn't going to tell her anything more unless she answered her question.
"I'm not new. I've been in the camps for a little over 4 months now."
"Camps?"
Anna climbed down from the bunk, stretching her legs. On her feet, she was nearly as tall as Felcia.
"I spent the first month in Birkenau, but I was fortunate enough to be relocated to Rysko."
Anna's eyebrows shot up.
"The farming camp?"
"Yes. How do you know about it?"
Felcia couldn't hide the surprise in her voice. Compared to the monstrosities of Auschwitz and Birkenau, she couldn't imagine Rysko getting much attention.
"It's hard to miss, isn't it? They flattened an entire village to make room for it. We see the prisoners from Birkenau heading there every day, working those fields that seem to stretch forever. But the thing that really gets the tongues wagging in town is the lack of fences around the perimeter. There must be 40 to 50 smaller camps spread around Birkenau. Munitions factories, mines, and even the Siemens operations. They all have high fences with SS troopers guarding them feverishly. Your camp? Not quite the same.